Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Stand-up is an all-inclusive outlet that offers you public humiliation, verbal redundancy, and financial insecurities. Woo! Sprinkled in bullshit and delivered to you with a smile. Yeah. My favorite part about being a female comic, I get to say whatever the fuck I want. No one's listening. Starting to develop a little following in downtown San Diego of homeless. There's this one homeless man who loves to throw his personal belongings at me. Our first encounter, he threw his card, board, a piece of it, at me. It had a phone number on it. And I was like, is this your home phone? He didn't think it was as funny as I did. Second encounter, he threw a dollar. I was like, this is different. But I was receptive to it. Picked it up as you would when people throw money at you, like this. Yeah. Then he threw another dollar at me. It's very rare that the homeless give back. I heard it takes like 5 years to start making money doing stand-up. And I was sharing my success story with one of my friends, and she goes, you probably shouldn't take things from the homeless. But it was money. I'm Jewish. Like, if it was anything else, I wouldn't have accepted. He offered me a magnet and a piece of a sponge, and I was like, no, thank you. You probably need these things more than I do. My dad's gay. Yeah. And the way this was presented to me was he just started making out with a very young man in front of me. And I was like, whoa, that's gay. And I thought he was fucking with me at first. He likes to do that, but he wasn't. That young man was his boyfriend. His boyfriend's name was Christian, and Christian and I became really good friends. And one night, he was telling me about how he went down to Mexico to get his dick circumcised. And I was like, recently? And he was like, yeah, I have to go back. And I was like, what do you mean? Do you have two dicks? Do you have a five skin? Do you want to talk about it? And he was like, it's not tight enough. was like, what? And he calls my dad over. He's like, Steve, come over here. Steve, show Shayna your dick. And I was like, no, thank you. And my dad was like offended by the fact that I didn't want to see it. And he was like, she's already seen my dick. When her mom was pregnant, I poked her in the face with my dick. Dad said that to me. But I'm not a victim. So I was like, oh, is that why I love jizz on my face so much? And I won that one. All right, that's all I got for you guys. Thank you. I'm Shayna.
All right, good for Shayna Amster, everybody.
So it's 9 a.m. I'm commuting home from the comedy club. Made a quick detour. I got some dick last night. Been a while since I've checked in with you. But I'm still alive and I'm editing and I'm looking for a place to live and a job and a way to make money doing what I love to do. Unemployment ended, so that's trash. I got my car back. That's why you can hear the ambient noise. More bills. Shout out to my 2 subscribers on Apple. You guys are awesome. Everybody else, hop on board. It's 1 click of a button. I've made $1.40. To sign up for the program, I had to pay $20, so that's still a total loss. So if you haven't subscribed, make sure to do that. But do it on Apple. I can't figure out how to remove the ads for the My One Red Circle subscriber. Apple doesn't have ads. It's $1 a month, like 10 bucks for the whole year. I'm hungover. My set won because I'm the funniest where I was last night. Come to my showcase. It's going to be at the Grand in El Cajon on the 27th. I think it's a Wednesday. And come have fun. Laugh at me. I fucking hate how bright it is right now. I need sunglasses. Also, if you want to just, like, not subscribe but still pay me, that can be arranged as well. I do accept Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Bitcoin, Zelle, Facebook Pay, Apple Pay. You pay me, please. If you enjoy this production, pay me. Last year I did pretty good on donations from a couple of people. This year not so much. Fuck you. But that's all the news that I have. Still poor and still making jokes.